For every 100,000 people in West Virginia, nearly 11 were diagnosed with hepatitis B in 2013. That's 10 times higher than the national average. 3 of every 100,000 West Virginians that year were diagnosed with hepatitis C. That's 5 times the national average. Those high rates have both state and local health officials looking for ways to combat the spread of diseases most commonly associated with intravenous drug use, drugs like heroin and cocaine. And they're doing that through a syringe exchange pilot program in Huntington. The program, which will likely be based at the county health department, will allow addicts to swap used needles for clean ones in order to prevent further spread of hepatitis and HIV and AIDS. The state's chief health officer, Dr. Raul Gupta, says the needle exchanges may lead to more hepatitis testing and actually increase the number of known West Virginians infected by the disease.
And it's better to have that case finding and limit the outbreaks than to not know if that disease exists.
Cabell Health Department officials say they are applying for other grants to help fund the program, which they ultimately hope will have a $250,000 budget. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Huntington.